Cat swallowed at the hot look in Sin's golden eyes. She'd had men stare at her lustfully before, but she wasn't used to being affected by it. For some reason, she didn't understand. She wasn't immune to Sin. He turned her on in ways she'd never thought possible. Closing her eyes, she could feel his lips on hers. The scent of his skin filled her head and made her want to bury her face against his neck so that she could bathe in that scent. She wanted to feel those muscles rippling under her palms, to have him lying against her. He was so hypnotic. She barely heard the sound of him dropping the dagger to the floor before he placed his hand on the small of her back and pulled her closer to him. Still, he didn't kiss her. He stared down at her as if waiting for her to shove him away or turn her head. His lips hung over hers as his eyes burned voraciously. Unable to stand it, she lifted her hand to sink her fingers in his soft black curls and pull his head down to hers. When their lips touched, she moaned in satisfaction. She couldn't imagine anyone tasting better, couldn't imagine a sweeter place than in his arms. Sin knew he should break away from her. She was her mother's daughter. And yet her touch set him on fire. The taste of her lips, the feeling of her body against his, it was enough to make him forget everything else. There was no hate inside him when she held him, no past tormenting his thoughts. All he could see, taste, smell, or hear was her. And he reveled in it. Her hand in his hair sent chills down his spine. Unable to bear it, he lifted her up in his arms. She wrapped her long legs around his waist as he pinned her to the wall. "I want you, Contra," he growled an inch from her lips as he stared hungrily at her. "Right now." Cat couldn't think straight from the sensation of his body between her legs. She was throbbing with need and every bit as hungry for him as he was for her.
"My mother will kill you."
He let out a wicked laugh.
"You'd be worth it."
She bit her lip as she felt the swell of him against her. No man had ever touched her, not like this. Truthfully, she'd never been this close to one unless they were fighting. It was actually kind of scary. She'd lived her entire life without the complication of a man. And they were a complication. Everything about them. Because of a man, her grandmother was imprisoned for eternity. Her mother was forever tied to her father, even though she wanted to let him go. Not even Cassandra was free anymore. Wolf meant everything to her, and he had become her life. Her friend Geary had given up her life's quest so that she could stay with Eric. "Don't be silly, Cat. It's only sex. It doesn't have to be a lifetime commitment." If only she were sure about that. Would being with him change her? Then again, how could it? Simmy hadn't changed. She was still the same exact demon she'd always been. Cat felt him lifting the hem of her shirt. She had to decide before he went any further. Yes or no? In the end, it was her curiosity that won out. She wanted to know what it was like to be with a man, and no other one had ever attracted her like this. If a woman had to lose her virginity, who better than a fertility god to give it to? If there was one thing any of them knew, it was how to please a woman. And Cat was anything but a coward. Taking a deep breath, she removed their clothes with her thoughts. Sin sucked his breath in sharply between his teeth as he felt her naked flesh on his. There was nothing between them now. Nothing. They were skin to skin. It took a full second for that to register in his mind.